What's in a name? This is my favourite story of the day, actually. For instance, there is a lot in a name if it's a brand name like the Big Mac. And this lunchtime, the big mega chain McDonald's have to cope with a major legal setback for them. They have lost a legal battle with Irish chain Supermax that the Big Mac trademark does not belong exclusively to McDonald's, and this is according to no less than the European Union's Intellectual Property Office. And this morning when the news came in, Pat McDonough of Supermax said today's decision was a landmark one for Supermax that opens the door to them in Europe.
We have the right now to go and apply and have our Supermax name registered as a trademark across Europe. Even in the last decision, whilst they said we could have the Supermac name registered, it said we couldn't have it registered as a meat product or as a burger, etc., which was no good to us because that's what we had applied for. But this now opens the door for us to apply for it for, well, we have already applied for it. It opens the door for a decision to be made, the European Trademark Office, to allow us to use our Supermac as a burger across Europe.
Supermax Pat McDonough talking to Sean O'Rourke when that news came in this morning. And with me in studio now, Damien O'Reilly, who lectures in retail management at the Technological University of Dublin. Damien, it's a big day for Supermax, isn't it? What does this victory mean for them?
It certainly does. What it does is it's giving them the opportunity now to open in Europe. This case has been going on for about 3 years. And previously, the Office of Harmonisation and Internal Markets, which originally heard the case, ruled that in 2017 that they couldn't use Supermax brand name in the EU. They could use it, but they couldn't use it to sell meat, fish, poultry, chicken nuggets, chips and onion rings, which is basically their business. So this has now been overturned, and it's an opportunity now for Supermac to be able to open. I think they want to open in 15 European countries, and the potential franchisees in each of these countries, and now they can.
And we did look for a statement from McDonald's. They weren't able to provide one at this stage, but for, you know, this is, again, just the scale of the, I suppose, the David and Goliath in this, you know, the scale of McDonald's as a multinational.
Yeah, it's, you know, big companies need to protect their trademarks, and they must police these and make sure that other people aren't infringing on them and making money from their name. But what's happened recently is that we've had these trademark owners now become a little bit aggressive in policing these. And McDonald's, this is what they were accused of, is trademark bullying. And basically, they had registered a wide variety of words with the Mac prefix. So you had, let's say, Mac Kids, Mac Family, Mac Home, Mac Wallet, Mac Recycle, even the word
Macron?
MAC.
No, did that Macron? Nearly Macron? I was joking.
Macron. Oh, sorry. You never know.
I know. So, but it's just that gives you an idea of the extent of the list. So, I mean, it's so hugely important, that point you're making these days, because it's not just the product. I mean, essentially, you're talking about two burgers in a treble patty with various trimmings. It's the branding is hugely important to, in terms of profitability, yeah, in the, yeah, bottom line.
Yeah, they're not losing the Big Mac brand and that everybody can use it, but they haven't, they have distilled the Big Mac as a burger, but as a food service, as Pat McDonough explained earlier this morning, he says in food services they can't use it as to designate it as a restaurant. So it's a big win for them, and they were saying that the evidence submitted by McDonald's was insufficient to demonstrate genuine use of the trademarks, and that's led to
Is there
landmark.
An appeal process or that McDonald's can mount?
McDonald's can appeal this.
All right, so we may not have heard the end.
No, we may not. No.
For the moment, Supermax are celebrating. Damien O'Reilly from the Technological University of Dublin, thank you very much indeed.